This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Live from the PetroServe USA studios, this is What's on Your Mind. Call us 701-271-1100. Text us 701-237-1590. What's on your mind is on. And now here's your host, Scott Hennin.
Well, if you ask me where I come from.
Live in Bismarck today at the Late Night Energy Council.
Here's what I tell everyone.
50th annual meeting. As Aaron Tippin serenades us into another hour on What's on Your Mind, you can call us 701-271-1100. Or text us 701-237-1590. Brought to you today in part by our friends at High Road Partners. By the way, the folks at High Road Partners right now today willing to sit down with you and talk about your benefit package. And they do this all year long. A lot of people think, oh, I got to do this once a year. No, you can do it at any time. And they do it, and they do it well. So I encourage you to talk to those good folks at High Road Partners. Specialize in health insurance with business and HR backgrounds. And again, you can change your broker at any time. They have the same technology as the bigger outfits, and yet you get that small town touch and really the local presence there for you all year long, not just at the renewal time. HighRoadPartners.com to find out more and set up a meeting. HighRoadPartners.com. Pleasure to welcome to the program Lieutenant Colonel Alan West. A Christian constitutional conservative, could use 535 of those in the United States Congress. Combat veteran, former member of Congress. It is great to see you, my friend. How are you?
It's good to be here, and it's my first time in North Dakota, and I just want to thank everyone for the niceness and the hospitality that I've been receiving since I arrived.
Glad to have you here for the first time. Maybe you'll come back.
I will come back. Not in the winter, but I'll
come. So what's your 30,000-foot view of what happened last night in the House?
Well, I will tell you, having been up there and knowing Kevin McCarthy, he was the whip when I was in Congress. He's a good wheeler and dealer. He's a good schmoozer, without a doubt, but not a leader. And I think that when you go back to January, what happened, he expected to be coronated as Speaker. He thought, you know, it's my turn now. But he ran into people that says, we've got to restore regular order. We have to restore constitutional governance. And the one thing that the House of Representatives, and really the Congress is supposed to do, mandated by the Constitution, is pass a budget. Now, what does regular order mean when you pass a budget? That means 12 separate appropriations bills. And if you can look, you can find that, you know, the House and the Senate has not been able to do that for quite some time. That's why we get these continuing resolutions and omnibus spending packages and spending bills, which just continue to take us over this fiscal cliff. So what was expected for him was to come down with a plan that would lay out what would happen in this year and make sure that we got to those 12 appropriations bills being passed in the House. But that did not happen. As a matter of fact, you saw him allow the House to go on recess once again. Now, I was in the military for 22 years. You don't get your job done, you don't go home. I don't care if it's fixing a vehicle or a motor pool or what have you. Yeah. You're supposed to get your job done, and you're not going to get paid if you're not getting your job done. So I think that that is what brought this along, and the debt ceiling issue, and really it was a debacle because the House had passed a bill, and then Kevin decides to negotiate for whatever reason with, you know, Chuck Schumer and the president, and they go back and have to pass another bill, which completely violates the principles that he said he was going to uphold. So he brought this on himself. Now, Matt Gaetz, I know that family well because his father was the president of the Florida Senate, State Senate at the time, and his father redistricted me out of my congressional district. So I'm not too fond of the family name, but you can't drop a hand grenade on yourself. And I think that's what we have had happen. You got to have a plan going forward. And I don't think Matt Gaetz really had that. And so now we do have the turmoil, and the Democrats are going to use this as a talking point, propaganda, and get us off the track. But without a doubt, there was some culpability for Kevin McCarthy. And let this be a lesson learned, is that as constitutional conservatives, as Republicans, if we say so, we have to start standing up for constitutional mandated duties and responsibilities of our legislative branch and not just continue to go along and get along and take us down the morass that we find ourselves in.
One of the things that I've asked Kelly Armstrong, our North Dakota congressman, the exact same thing, why isn't there more regular order? And one of the things he said is that 10 of 12 appropriations bills came out of committee. Four of them have been passed off the House floor, 73% of the budget. But the reason we can't bring the others is because the guys vote against the rule, which was, of course, Gates and company. So, you know, they were preventing some of these from coming to the floor and then complaining about regular order. That's a little double standard, isn't it?
It is an incredible double standard. And I think that that's one of the things that you have to pull people to the side and say, what is your problem? Here we're trying to get these things done. But then again, why would you go into a 30 to 40 day recess when you know this is happening? Then you come back and you're behind an eight ball. Because basically in the month of September, you had about, 15 to 16 days that they were up there in session. You're going to be up there 24-7, 365.
That recess cost him the speakership, probably.
It cost him the speakership.
Yeah, that makes sense. Are we in a spiritual battle in America today?
Of course we're in a spiritual battle. And I think that's one of the things that people need to understand is when you start looking at some of the things that the progressive socialist left is pushing for, it really is, as it says in Isaiah 5:20, you know, woe be to those who call good evil, evil good, light darkness, darkness for light, bitter for sweet, sweet for bitter. Why are we exposing our children to such perversities and sexual deviancies? And I give you a great case in point. We just passed legislation and it was signed into law down in Texas that said that, you know, minors would not be allowed to, you know, go and be exposed to these drag queen shows. Well, we just had a federal judge, David Hittert, come back and say that that is unconstitutional because
protecting children is unconstitutional.
Drag queens have a constitutional right, freedom of speech and freedom of expression. That's what he said. So, yeah, protecting children is unconstitutional. That's an evil decision. So what is next? I mean, I guess strippers should have a constitutional right also to be able to expose themselves before kids. So, yes, we are facing good versus evil. The whole thing where we're trying to say that God is not smart enough to make male and female, Adam and Eve, man and woman, that you can go out there and you can be whatever you want to be, and we're going to mutilate the bodies of our children and allow them to do that. No, by the way, if you don't affirm what your child wants, we're going to take your child away from you. Kids under 18 can't even get a tattoo. And so where's this nonsense coming from? So, yes, I think at this time that we have people that are resolute and resilient and of courage that will stand up and call these things out.
Who, if you had to pick a speaker out of the group of House Republicans there right now, who would be that leader that you wanted Kevin McCarthy to be?
I think it would be a Jim Jordan. We need a bulldog. We need a pit bull. We need someone that's going to go toe-to-toe with the left and be focused. But not just go toe-to-toe with the left, but go toe-to-toe with the conference and say, hey, look, guys, you know, we can all have differences of opinion, but, you know, I'm a college football nut. I was, you know, brought up down south in Georgia. You know, when the play is called, okay, you break the huddle, and everyone's on the same sheet of music with the play. Now, the defense may have a different type of set, but guess what? The quarterback's going to call an audible. The wide receiver doesn't come up and say, you know, hey, man, I don't think that's a good audible. or the guard's not going to come around and say, what are you talking about? Why don't we go on the second hand clap? No. Everybody understands that this guy's the quarterback, and we have to trust him. He earned that position, and I think that that's what we have to get back to.
And Jordan would be a good leader?
I think Jordan would be a good leader, and I think Jordan will be someone that will get the respect that is necessary.
And solid conservative credentials, for sure.
Absolutely.
You're at the Lignite Energy Council annual meeting. Tell me a little bit about your message to this group today.
The message is so simple that we have to understand that there are three pillars of security in the United States of America, or really for any nation. It is economic security, energy security, and national security. And why do I put energy security in between? Because it's the bridge to both of them. And if we continue to go down this path of destroying our energy independence and our economic security, energy security, over this fanaticism of climate change and all of these things that the left is trying to impose upon us, we're just giving it over to our enemies, and especially our number one geopolitical foe, which is China.
Do you think that's by design?
Yes. It's completely by design. That's what I want to talk about here is that, you know, so often folks say, you know, maybe this is hyperbole, this is rhetorical and everything. No. This is not a Democrat Party. This is their philosophy of governance is all about power and control, and that means they're progressives, they're socialists, they're Marxists, they're statists, they're communists, and we have to call them out on that because that is their philosophy of governance.
Alan West is with us. Questions or comments, welcome for him at 701-271-1100. Some text rolling in here as well at 701-237-1590. I have to ask you about Texas. Because
we're in a mess.
Yeah, it really frustrates me that there's a lot of talk about filling the gap where the feds are dropping the ball and our Border Patrol are handcuffed, but a lot less action. Would I be wrong?
No, you're not wrong. I've been down to the border 15, 16 times. I was most recently down there in August, Kinney County, which is in between Del Rio and Eagle Pass. And what is happening every day down on the border is unconscionable. And no one is standing up and doing their constitutional duty, being it the President of the United States of America or even the Governor of Texas. And what is happening? You know, I'm concerned about, you know, we just remember 9-11, 22 years. We're setting ourselves up for another 9-11 by having this open border.
Boy, are we ever. More on that with Alan West when we come back on What's On Your Mind. Powered by MyPillow. Remember the promo code Scott, 800-506-9028, or online at MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. More with Colonel Alan West when we come back from Bismarck.
Ready to launch your small business or take your farm from some acres to a lot of acres? How about that big proposal?
Will you marry me?
Or that huge surprise? That forever dream home, the one you can take anywhere. Wherever you are in life, be sure you're ready to say yes. First International Bank and Trust. Say yes to living first. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
Navigating the complex world of Medicare can be challenging, but you don't have to go it alone. The North Dakota Insurance Department offers free and unbiased Medicare assistance to all North Dakotans through the State Health Insurance Counseling Program. Counselors are available to assist with forms, claims, coverage options, appeals, and more. To speak with a counselor, call 888-575-6611 or visit insurance.nd.gov. This ad paid for by the North Dakota Insurance Department with funds from the Administration for Community Living.
Think about this winter. You're going along, snow blowing, and then you hit that uneven sidewalk or a large crevice in your driveway. The blower hits you right in the gut, and your hands hurt. Have you had enough?
Bramjack North can help. Level that concrete and put an end to your pain. Contact us now for a free estimate and to learn more at pccnd.com. That's pccnd.com. And have an easy winter.
H.A. Thompson & Sons, helping people for over 100 years save money by doing it right the first time. Now they build unique maintenance programs that apply a financial and mechanical solution to lower your owning and operating costs. They didn't like the old model in the industry, which was providing services and billing hours for repairs instead of getting paid for making your equipment run more efficiently and reliably. H.A. Thompson & Sons can tell you more. Call them at 223-3393, 701-223-3393, or at hatandsons.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by PetroServe USA. Home cooking, grab-and-go convenience. The Swedish meatballs are on today, by golly. Nothing like a home-cooked meal with grab-and-go convenience as well if you're in a hurry. Swedish meatballs in Harwood. West Main Avenue, West Fargo, and Castleton today. Brand new location, by the way, in Castleton. Pizza Hot Dish on 45th, Lasagna, Eulen and Glendon, as well as NP Avenue. Chicken Fettuccine, 12th Avenue, 929, and also another one of the entrees, West Main Avenue, West Fargo. Back with Lieutenant Colonel Alan West, who is a Christian constitutional conservative, a combat veteran, a former member of Congress, and really a life defined by one of service, sacrifice, commitment to the Republic, the United States of America. Interesting, I didn't know this until I saw the description for your talk today at the Lignite Energy Council, that you are from Atlanta, Georgia,
yeah,
and the same neighborhood as Dr. Martin Luther King,
yeah,
where he preached. Wow. And third of four generations of military servicemen, all combat veterans in your family.
Yep. Our family business started with my dad in World War II. And my older brother, we got to have a black sheep in the family. So he was a Marine. But he served in Vietnam. He was wounded at Kaisa. Dad was wounded there in Italy. At the age of 15, my dad challenged me to be the first officer in the family, because he and my older brother were enlisted. And so 31 July 1982, I was commissioned as a second lieutenant out of the University of Tennessee ROTC program. Served 22 years, and now my nephew, my older brother's son, and he is serving as a lieutenant colonel in the Army. And again, he's already done 3 combat tours of duty.
Phenomenal.
Texter says, as a retired Marine, I'd follow Colonel West into the pits of hell. That's not a compliment I give lightly. There you go.
Semper Fidelis, tell him I said so.
Yeah, no kidding. Kev, you can handle a text for me, too, for Colonel West. I want to finish on this Texas thing, and then we'll take some of the questions from the audience here. So Greg Abbott is what, a rhino?
He's a pawn. He's a puppet of, Karl Rove and the Bush machine. And I will tell you that, here we're talking about, we just had the public utility commissioner speak here. You talk about energy reliability. I think everyone remembers what happened 2 years ago in the winter down in Texas. Well, so interesting that before that debacle happened, the week prior, Greg Abbott got an award as being a champion of wind energy. In the state of Texas, where you have all the oil, gas, natural gas, and even coal, we have given over 23% to 26% of our energy reliability to wind and solar. And what happened in that debacle, the wind turbines stopped turning because they froze over, and the solar panels froze over. Natural gas pipelines froze.
Yeah.
And
a mess.
Almost 200 Texans lost their lives in that incredible feat in a state like Texas. And it still really hasn't been corrected, and that's one of the concerns we have. But the money from the wind and solar comes in. And then also when you look at what is happening on our border, Article 4, Section 7 of the Texas State Constitution says that the governor of Texas, as the commander of the Texas Military Department, is supposed to do what? Two words, repel invasions. So he is empowered not just by the Texas State Constitution, but also Article 1, Section 10, Clause 3 of the United States Constitution, when the federal government fails to do its duty and responsibility. And I've been down there, and I've seen that we don't have the National Guard turning these people around. And we have a Texas State Guard that you could mobilize and make their sole responsibility of restoring operational control of that border. The cartels are running our border, and they're not just a business organization. They're a terrorist organization.
One place I saw that close up is Tommy Fisher. Fisher Industries was the lead contractor on Donald Trump's wall at the border.
Mm-hmm.
He's actually a North Dakotan, but they're in Arizona and North Dakota now. And, immediately after the switch of power to Joe Biden, it became very evident that they were going to stand down and literally let the steel sit out there and everything else. So, the steel's all out there, all the equipment's all out there. Literally, all they got to do is start it up. So it seemed to me, Texas, do it. I mean, go right now.
It has already been appropriated for out of the United States Congress, so it's paid for, but no action has been taken. And so guess what Joe Biden did? Joe Biden started selling off all those materials at pennies on the dollar. So it's gone.
Lose the opportunity to secure the border. And again,
opportunity passed.
I remember many press conferences. We're going to build the wall in Texas. If they won't do it in America, we'll do it ourselves. And now it's happening at a snail's pace.
Absolutely. If happening at all. And furthermore, the concertina wire and things that have been put down there, the Border Patrol is just cutting it. and allowing people to come across. So, you know, I would just look at the Border Patrol and say, look, either you get on board with protecting and securing this border that is 1,249 miles that runs, you know, through the state of Texas, or get out of the way. Texas will do it.
Yeah, and I think America's waiting for that right now.
America is leaderless. I mean, I hate to say it, but it really is right now. And I, in my 62 years, I've never really seen it be in such bad shape.
What do you think of Donald Trump as a leader?
I think Donald Trump, and I know him personally because the congressional district that I represent was in Mar-a-Lago. You cannot argue about the policies that he brought forward, but I think his temperament and personality is what gets him in trouble. And speaking of the Southern boy, sometimes them New Yorkers talk too much.
Talk less, do more, huh?
Talk less, do more. What does Teddy Roosevelt say? You know, speak softly and carry a big stick.
Yeah, exactly. The rest of the field, any of the candidates right now impress you?
Well, I will tell you, I wish that they would allow your governor, Doug Burgum, to talk. I mean, he has an incredible background, and that's what I don't like about this media sensationalism. We've got to change this debate format. I don't want to hear about draperies, okay? Last thing I want to hear about...
How about voting somebody off the island?
Yeah, voting someone off the island, all this other silliness. So I say that bring the candidates up on stage one at a time and not let the other candidates know what's going on. But make this into a job interview. Ask them a series of questions. Some of the questions can be tailored to them specifically, but let's get away from the sideshow antics, and I think we should whittle this field down.
Texture says, my son is an Army pilot at the border. My daughter is full-time Air Guard here in North Dakota. My son-in-law is a combat engineer heading to the border, 14 months, and my future daughter-in-law is a flight instructor for the Army. Talk to the people about how letting the enemy in the southern border is demoralizing our military.
It's demoralizing our military because, think about it, in my 22 years, I got deployed to go protect other people's borders. We're talking about billions of dollars being sent to a country to protect their border. That's Ukraine. But yet we see nothing happening on our own border. When you're talking about 6 or 7 million people pouring into the United States of America, that is an invasion. And we're not even talking about maybe the 1 to 1.5 million that are the gotaways. So a lot of media attention is focused down in that area, El Paso, Del Rio, Eagle Pass. But go out in West Texas, go out in the Big Bend Mountain area. There are people coming across. Those are the ones that don't want to be detected. And you don't hear about that. And those are the bad actors that some point in time, something's going to go real bad in the United States of America.
Is it a role for the U.S. military?
It is a role for the U.S. military because, you know, put it this way. What if the Taliban were occupying, you know, on the other side of our border and conducting operations coming into our border? What if it was Al-Qaeda? What if it was ISIS?
And they very well could be right now.
Well, they are because, this is a transnational narco-criminal terrorist organization. They're going to aid and abet and support anyone that writes them a check, pays them money. And they're making more money now off the human trafficking than anything else. And that human trafficking means getting terrorists across that border.
Fascinating conversation. Thanks for being in North Dakota.
My pleasure. Thank you for having me.
Thanks for talking about the energy.
Always.
Of North Dakota and what's happening. Colonel Alan West with us on What's on Your Mind, live from the Bismarck Event Center. Brought to you by Pucklish, North Dakota's home for Chevy, right here in Bismarck, and of course Valley City as well. PucklishValleyCity.com. Check them out. More after this.
With a history in North Dakota dating back 70 years, Hess Corporation is committed to making a positive impact across communities in the Bakken. Hess, making significant commitments to improve our environment, targeting zero routine flaring by 2025. Committed to the production of clean, sustainable energy for the nation and the world through significant reductions in our carbon footprint. Hess, a trusted energy partner for North Dakota.
In college, you're standing at the doorstep of your life. With classes in engineering, philosophy, nursing, and more, you have the whole world at your feet. But at the University of Mary, we don't just get you ready for your career. We get you ready for your life. Because you were made for more.
USA News Update. For the first time in U.S. history, the Speaker of the House has been removed. The chamber voted 216 to 210 to boot Kevin McCarthy from his job in a historic vote forced by Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz. The massive Powerball jackpot continues to roll. Tonight's drawing worth an estimated $1.2 billion. The judge in Trump's civil fraud trial imposing a restricted gag order, the ruling following a Truth Social post by Trump targeting the judge's clerk. A national emergency alert test set for today. According to FEMA, every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message at 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time today. Hunter Biden, President Biden's son, has entered a not guilty plea to federal gun charges in Delaware. Corey Myers, USA News.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice, my mother was down with some sort of fever, people at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
I want to be very clear. Our borders are not open. People who cross our border unlawfully and without a legal basis to remain will be promptly processed and removed.
Huh. Yeah. I don't know what the colonel's talking about, Scotty, but...
That's your friend Mayorkas, isn't it?
Yeah, that's the big AM, Alejandro. I don't know. What's the colonel been down there, 20 times or something? I don't know what he's seeing, but...
They're being removed.
This is
bizarro world. We're living in a bizarro world where you can just say things that are provably false and just continue to say them.
Yep.
We secured the border.
Unbelievable.
All that more. Very, very, very concerning, that's for sure. We're brought to you today by Hospice of the Red River Valley on What's on Your Mind. We're live at the Lignite Energy Council. 50th annual meeting. That's pretty extraordinary when you think about that. And I want to just tell you a little bit about hospice and how you can find out more about the good work that they do. They want you to know that finding hospice care near you can be challenging, but they're here to help. What the Hospice of the Red River Valley does is they go where you need them and are privileged to serve patients in a variety of settings. That could mean your own home. That could mean a nursing home. That could mean a hospital, assisted living facility, and many other places considered home in both rural and urban areas across portions of North Dakota and western Minnesota. So, no one is turned away, regardless of insurance coverage or ability to pay. You should know that. Find out more at hrrv.org, hrrv.org. Kevin, before I introduce our next guest, a couple of texts we've not got to I think, you know, the majority of the people we're hearing from, like what Matt Gaetz did yesterday, nobody's really answering my question, which is fine, but that is, does it move the ball down the field for the conservative cause? If we look back on this, will this be did it help the conservative cause or did it hurt it? I would argue if we lose the House, it hurt it. Because then, how about this scenario? Donald Trump runs for president, he wins in 2024, and there's a Democratic House. Guess what's going to happen on day one?
Yeah.
Impeachment.
Well, you know, I would ask which conservative cause. It seems there are more than one and more than one definition of what that is. So, I mean, I think I would start there. I mean, if we're going to write a playbook, let's define what we represent clearly and you know, without question. Because some clearly, you know what I mean? I mean, well, they're all conservatives, but they're going this way and they're going that way. Well, it's like the colonel said. You don't break the huddle And had the quarterback calls the play, and the guard turns around and goes, yeah, guys, I think we should actually run this one. And that's not how it works.
Texas says, hey, Scott, only in government, when a problem arises, our fearless leaders go home for a week. In the real world, it would be all hands on deck and get the problem fixed. I agree. I think the one week off is a bad look. Dumb idea. I understand they don't have a speaker. They literally, nobody has the votes to be speaker right now. And they've got this rule that Congressman Armstrong was talking about that they want to fix. Texture says, quick recap on McCarthy. Stroked a deal with Biden to send more money to Ukraine. Blocking the subpoena to Hunter Biden. Sold us out on the debt ceiling. Didn't secure the border. Didn't release the January 6 tapes. Kept 87,000 new IRS agents. Hasn't helped the January 6 political prisoners. Refuses to hold anyone accountable, keeps voting with Democrats. Anyway, appreciate your comments on that for sure, and this topic isn't going away. We're going to be following it very closely and see where we go. I am only concerned about the things that the vast majority of this audience is concerned about, and that is $33 trillion in debt and actual real debates on spending, which you got to give this House credit for. They have actually done that. They did that as part of the debt ceiling being lifted, where we actually had a reduction in spending. Never happened before. And they did that. So you got to give that to Kevin McCarthy. There's been some good things, but it is obviously time for a change, whether we like that or not. Julie Fedorchik is here. Julie is a Public Service Commission member, one of three in North Dakota, and is, I would argue, probably the foremost expert on the grid. And the grid is, well, I'll have you explain, Julie. What's the grid?
Thank you, Scott. Appreciate the chance to be here this morning. The grid is the electric grid, and it's basically the... Sorry, not close enough to the mic. It's basically where Americans get their power that sustains virtually everything that we do.
So without a grid, we don't have power.
Yeah, basically our entire way of life is based upon having electricity to sustain it. And if you don't believe that, do without it for a few hours, and you'll quickly realize how limited you are in what you can do on a day-to-day basis, a moment-to-moment basis. So much of it depends on power.
I'm going to guess, but I bet you 90-plus percent of the people listening don't spend, in the average month, 2 seconds thinking about the grid.
And that's been probably the biggest challenge for this industry, is they're kind of a victim of their own success. Power is ubiquitous. It's available when we need it, whenever we need it, and for whatever quantity we need it in. And what is so challenging about that, and amazing, really, when you stop and ponder its existence, is that it is the one product that you can't produce in advance and save it. You can't store it up and then deliver it for when it's needed. You have to produce and consume power in perfect balance at all times.
Yeah, that's really extraordinary. That's an engineering feat of the
nth degree.
Yeah, absolutely. So what currently is the biggest threat to the grid?
Well, so the transition to renewable power sources has been a huge new X factor for the grid. It started out sort of slow, and it was kind of novel and didn't cause all that many problems when you integrated, you know, a few wind turbines, a few wind projects in at a time. You've got a couple hundred megawatts here or there, you know, scattered throughout. But we're looking at higher penetrations now, and it turns out that the grid and its, you know, technically was built around resources that perform very differently than the renewable resources. The fossil fuel resources, coal and gas, and then nuclear resources, the thermal resources, they produce energy, but they also have a whole bunch of other features and attributes that they produce that help keep the grid reliable, voltage support, frequency, all those spinning reserves, all these things help keep the grid reliable and functioning at its best performance, and renewables behave differently. And so when you add a few, it's not a big problem. It's not real noticeable. When you add 30%, you start to notice that. When you increase that more and more, 40%, 50%, 60%, that's when you're seeing the grid operators saying, hold on, we don't have this figured out yet. this doesn't behave like it used to. And until it does, and until we know how to accommodate all of this high level of penetration, we need to slow down and get the technology right. And so right now, we're at that kind of that crossroads where there's a big push to have more and more renewables, you know, these goals.
Coming from the utilities themselves.
Some of the utilities are, they've got these goals. Like Xcel Energy has a goal to be 100% carbon-free by 2050. Actually, I think it's 100% net zero, which is even carbon-free. Different than carbon-free, but by 2050, so you've got this big push to integrate these renewables in a way that is faster than the technology to support it.
So help me understand why Xcel Energy would be for something that could make the grid less reliable. Seems counterproductive for a power provider.
I think that's a question you need to ask Chris Clark.
You know,
Xcel Energy.
And I asked Chris Clark a little bit about the 2050 goal at the Energy Summit that the Chamber in Fargo held. And he said, well, here's what you need to know about the 2050 deal. It's aspirational. In other words, we're trying to get there. It has to be reliable, and it has to be affordable. So I took that as meaning fat chance that happens by 2050. I mean, so number one, they basically say we're going to be net zero by 2050, but really they say that's just our goal because it has to be reliable and it has to be affordable. I mean,
well, and that, you know, that's great to have aspirational goals, and I don't have any issue with that at all. But for when you're a utility and you're making investments on a 30-year time frame, that's within the aspirational goal deadline. And so you're taking actions today to get there. And so that brings the aspirational goal down to a much more current time frame. And so they're retiring coal plants prematurely. The Sherco units are scheduled for retirement within now and
which
the next
units?
Couple of years. Sherco 1, 2, 3, and 4. They're big, a big set of coal-fired power plants in Minnesota.
Okay.
And, you know, Minnesota Commission has supported that. North Dakota Commission has not. We have not approved the, you know, enhanced depreciation on or accelerated depreciation for the retirement of those Sherco coal plants. But we're 5% of their load. So, you know, they can carry on without our support for some of these plans. But yes, when utilities can have aspirational goals, and to the extent that it helps support innovation and ingenuity, that's great. But when it's actually resulting in changes in what you invest in today, then we have to do a reality check on what's sustainable and what isn't and how we get there.
Is anybody in the EPA of the mindset that this is a problem, which you just described, or are they just damn the torpedoes?
You know, I haven't had a lot of conversations with the EPA since they came out with their rules, so I can't really speak to who is in that organization and what understanding of grid realities they have. I can only base my comments on what they proposed, and it's not what they propose is not sustainable, and it is a serious problem for the U.S.
Can the coal industry survive this?
Well, the coal industry has been under the gun for a number of years now. So I think that there's an opportunity for the coal industry now that hasn't existed just because of the tightness that we have in the electricity market and the lack of capacity resources that you're seeing everywhere in this country. And capacity resources are, there's three kinds, coal, nuclear, gas. Those are capacity resources. Battery, but it's not available at commercial scale yet that is affordable. That's what we mean when we talk about a capacity resource, something that you can turn on when you need power. And so when you're, you know, we've gotten ahead of our skis in retiring capacity resources in this country. And so those that are remaining have a big opportunity. They also have a huge responsibility, which I just talked to folks at the Lakeland Energy Council about. You know, you've got to perform now. I know it's hard. I know you're being pushed in ways you've never been pushed before, but it's really, really important to be ready and to be forming at your peak now.
Quick carbon sequestration, part of the puzzle?
Absolutely. That's the opportunity. Figure that out, and we can get to decarbonation faster and at a lower cost.
Thanks, Julie.
Thank you.
Fascinating conversation. This is stuff you need to pay attention to, folks. It's all about, is the electricity going to be on or not? More after this.
Raymond Cronk here from Collins & Cronk, Raymond James. As a listener, you have probably heard me saying, stick to the plan during these difficult times. But what if you don't have a plan? No problem. Call Collins & Cronk today. We can design a recovery strategy for your portfolio and start a financial plan for you.
Call Collins & Cronk to get a recovery strategy for your portfolio and a goal plan for your life. 701-235-0119. Raymond James Financial Services, Inc. Member FINRA, SIPC. Collins & Cronk is not a broker-dealer and is independent of Raymond James Financial Services.
Discover Kinder Care. Kinder Care is assisted living homes located in West Fargo, offering adult daycare services, companion care, and assisted living, all the services you need available at Kinder Care, plus home-cooked meals, 24-hour security, personal care, and more, all in a cozy family environment located on 3 acres of land in a scenic, quiet country setting in West Fargo. KinderCareFargo.com or call 701-261-3246.
At Gateway Building Systems, we understand that the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, no-right services, towers, conveyors, and much more. We've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's our mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed clean and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com.
It's about tradition, values, and family ties. Pucklett Chevrolet's tradition of giving back to our community remains a priority, and that's why we've partnered with these local nonprofit organizations and events. And our tradition of giving this community a fair and honest offer continues as we promise to never charge over MSRP. And if you're not finding the perfect new vehicle for you, your lifestyle, or your budget, let us help custom order it for you at Pucklett Chevrolet Buick GMC in Valley City.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
What's on your mind? Brought to you by Gateway Building Systems. We understand the success of your farm is dependent on storage. As the number one Brock bin dealer in the U.S., we will provide you with Brock solid bins, grain dryers, Millwright services, towers, conveyors, and much more. They've helped farmers customize their operations, and it's their mission to do the same for you. From planning and design to completed, clean, and efficient farm sites, you can rest assured knowing that Gateway will provide you with the best storage solutions. Make sure to take advantage of discounts on our Brock solid bins. For more information, go online to gatewaybuilding.com. 11 before the top of the hour, we have not had a time to get to what, Kevin, about 2% of our texts that have rolled in today.
Yeah,
and I will pledge this. We will definitely be doing that I'm going to take all of these from today. This conversation's not going anywhere on electing a new speaker and who's right and who's wrong and all of that. So we'll pick this up tomorrow for sure. One texter said, Scott, please explain how we will lose the House. Honest question. Well, what I was saying there is if the result of what happened by Gates in vacating the speaker spot ends up in these 20 Republicans who are from Democratic districts not being able to defend their position of it being nothing but chaos in the House, you lose the majority. I mean, that's a big number. There's 20. There's only a five-seat majority for the Republicans. There's 20 Republicans that are from Biden districts. So that's a real concern. That's what I mean by that. That's the risk. Will it happen? I hope not. Wouldn't want Donald Trump as president with a Democratic Congress. But anyway, we're going to wrap up our conversation from the Lignite Energy Council with a chat with Randy Crisman. Randy is, of course, the chairman of the Public Service Commission now. Randy, good to see you again.
Thanks for having me on, Scott.
And you represent coal country. I mean, you come from coal country.
I come from coal country right now. I represent North Dakota.
Yeah, exactly, on the Public Service Commission. But I want to just talk a little bit about coal country because I have this industry of good, hardworking people that get up every day and make sure we have reliable, affordable energy. And having to think that there's this freight train coming down the tracks right at you all the time. I mean, how in the world do you operate officially in an environment like that?
Well, it's really challenging, and the mining as well as the generation facilities, they really have to work hard, and they pay extraordinarily well, by the way, in order to get employees to come out there. Because people are worried about their future. You know, a young person that wants to come out and take a job out in coal country wonders, is this going to last a lifetime for me? And so that certainly is a challenge, but I come from the ranching industry, and for all my life growing up in that and living in that area, I've always really associated the ranching industry and the mining industry as being very similar.
Makes sense. It's a harvest,
there's
right?
A spirit of somehow we will work this thing through, and it will survive. And in North Dakota, you've seen the coal industry has survived a lot better than most any other area that has coal mining.
How is this going to end?
We hope and pray that it ends well, that more Americans and more people, frankly, worldwide, ultimately see the light and realize that you can set these aspirational goals of, like, you know, no CO2 emissions or something like that. Well, frankly, what it leads to is starvation and mass outages. It cannot be done under current technology or any technology that is anywhere near in sight. Now, do we try to keep our emissions and everything limited as much as possible? Absolutely. That's why American energy is the solution for the world's emission problems, whether we're talking CO2, mercury, anything else.
Nobody else is doing what we're doing to reduce this.
We do it better. Yeah. So we're cutting back in this global name of climate change, while countries like China and India are adding coal plants continuously, not like our coal plants, but much less efficient and much higher emissions than the coal plants that we have here.
Do you think the consumer needs to get more active?
Absolutely. We need people to take interest. You know, the activists, the climate change activists, they are activated, but that's a human nature thing. When things are okay, we don't say anything. Well, we need people to defend this electric grid that we have in America is unparalleled. The few times when you turn on a light switch and those lights don't come on, it's been that way for so many decades. Most Americans are comfortable with that. They just think that's a simple reality. Well, it's not. Most of the world does not live that way. Just like most of the world doesn't have a refrigerator full of food for their next meal either.
What's the big topic here today? The 50th annual Lignite Energy Council meeting.
That really is an accomplishment.
It is.
And a lot of these issues with maintaining coal's presence in our electric grid is certainly a big topic. But I do want to point out, because you mentioned the 50th anniversary thing. At the PSC, we oversee the reclamation of the coal mines, making sure that land goes back into valuable production. 60 years ago, That didn't really happen. And frankly, they couldn't. They didn't have the technology, the equipment, or the science to do it. But we figured that out kind of in the 60s and 70s. Passed reclamation laws. It costs a lot of money, but not so much that it makes them non-competitive. And we are not only producing the electricity with less emissions than anyone else in the world, but unlike places like China and Central Africa, where they're mining various minerals, we reclaim our land.
Yeah, and put it back the way it was.
Yeah.
And in some cases, better. I like the Coal Lake as an example. I mean, yeah. Got a lake, got in a reclamation project.
Absolutely.
That's something a lot of folks don't know as well. Randy, thanks for the time. Thanks for your service.
Good to be with you.
Randy Crispin, chair of the Public Service Commission in North Dakota. Okay, Charlie Kirk coming up next. More on what happened yesterday in the Congress. And we'll do the same tomorrow. Right here on What's On Your Mind. God bless. Thanks for listening. It's Scott Hill, and I talked to Mike Lundell today. He wanted me to convey to you his thanks for all the support for MyPillow and the employees in these tough economic times. Mike says, Scott, let's get back to listeners. We've got deals on his most popular products. You've heard me talk about my slippers, $29.99 right now. They used to be $100. Giza sheets, MyPillow 2.0, and more. But great news, the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets are back in stock. Comes with 2 bath towels, 2 hand towels, 2 washcloths, regular $80 for a limited time. 6-pack towel set, only $39.99 with the promo code Scott. Go to MyPillow. MyPillow.com now. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. $39.99 a set. The deal won't last long. MyPillow.com. Promo code Scott. For this special and many more, or call 800-506-9028. Go to MyPillow.com now. 800-506-9028. Use promo code Scott. 50% off the MyPillow 6-pack towel sets. Go to MyPillow.com now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers, there's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.